Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join the program. All you have to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. There's a lot of interesting news on the way here tonight. I've got some crypto-related stories. We haven't done a lot of crypto coverage in a little bit. Of course, the price of Bitcoin has been in the downward area towards around $40,000 in recent days.
Hasn't it been chilling around 40?
It's been upwards of 47 over the last few weeks at some point.
Okay, that's a recent development, though.
Yeah, it's come back down to around 40 in the last week or so, I think, if I recall correctly. But that's not... I don't want to talk about the price as much as some interesting news. But to start things out, the big news is obviously the federal judge, Catherine Kimball Mizell, who has now overturned the CDC's mask mandate for airplanes and other forms of public transportation.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
According to the...
It only took them like 2 years to decide that they're violating our rights. Amazing.
Well, I don't even know if that was what her opinion was. We'll get into her excuse for why this happened in a moment. But the story is from theepictimes.com. They say that it was struck down today, and she wrote that the CDC rule exceeded the agency's statutory authority because its implementation violated administrative law. So it didn't have anything to do with your rights.
Well, I mean, it kind of did. In the sense that this federal organization overstepping its bounds means that it violated our rights in the process, right? Because that's what its boundaries are supposed to be.
Literally, due process is following the procedures that are in place, which they didn't do. It would have been nice if it had been a full-throated defense of the right of the people to keep and bear their frigging faces.
She didn't mention that, apparently, but she's based out of Florida and was appointed by Donald Trump, and of course the people on the left are flipping out about this decision as a result of that.
Oh, God, I'm so sick of the whining.
She directed the agency to reverse the policy nationwide in response to a lawsuit filed by the Health Freedom Defense Fund. It's not clear if the Department of Justice will try to file an appeal or how quickly the ruling will be implemented across the United States, namely at airports. Several weeks ago, the CDC announced they would be extending the
mask mandate. It should be immediate, right?
You would think.
I mean, if they don't have the authority to do it, then they automatically...
Yeah, they didn't have the authority last week, and they're not going to have it next week.
Yeah.
So, it should negate it instantly, right?
One would expect.
And it should negate every single thing that's been done to somebody because they didn't wear a mask as well. That should all be moot now.
Yeah, and again, this is specifically, I guess, for airplanes and other forms of public transportation, but it does make me wonder if the same... opinion could be applied to the other areas in which that they have mandated mask wearing. So, for instance, like inside federal government buildings, for instance. I suspect not, because the federal government can probably make rules for itself with a much wider margin than they can for, let's say, you know, public businesses.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be able to.
No, they shouldn't. We were at the federal courthouse last week.
They should be hanging from something.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to solve anything. But the federal courthouse last week, I was pleasantly surprised that they were not requiring masks in order to get in, which is good because I can't go in. I'm medically exempt from mask wearing, and they will not let me into that courthouse if I don't put a mask on. So I asked the guys at the front, the security agents, about it, and they said they expect it's going to come back. I don't think so. It's gone, but they think it's coming back.
I mean, the anti-COVID or anti-government sentiment is so strong throughout the United States that I don't think these things will
come
back.
You think there's an anti-government sentiment?
In response to COVID-19, yes.
Okay.
Anti-establishment in general, the major media's ratings are in the toilet. CNN, MSNBC.
Well, their viewers are dying off. I mean, they're literally losing them due to old age.
Oh, well, I mean, there's that, but they're not replacing it, and they're not getting any attention from the people now living. And, you know,
they're dying off.
Watching the news wasn't an old people thing a decade ago.
I think it was.
I don't know to what extent.
Everybody was paying attention to cable news, CNN or Fox or something.
I think you're more likely to say that because you're sort of connected to the world in that way. You pay attention to the news, and so it's more relevant and you're more aware of it. I think that those companies have been dying off for much longer than the last decade.
Really?
Yeah.
I tend to agree. I mean, this whole thing was entertainment, right? The whole COVID-19 thing, it was just entertainment for the masses, and the masses stopped being entertained long ago.
I didn't find it entertaining at all.
Yeah, but the average person did. They don't view it that way. They don't have the honesty and the self-examination.
When you say entertaining, you mean like as though it has grabbed their attention? Because I don't think fear is particularly entertaining to most people.
I think the average person did find it entertaining. They just don't have the self-honesty to admit that. Because it was this virus that, you know, allowed them to feel afraid, but at the same time, it wasn't really killing anyone, so they didn't have to really be afraid. It just gave them an opportunity to act out as though they were fear for their lives. It was completely an entertainment thing, and it ran its course, and people got sick of it, but the media didn't pick up on that. Yeah. They just kept beating that dead horse for an additional year or so, and the average person has been sick of it since.
Oh, I think
Of last year.
I think the big thing that liberals got out of it was, I mean, not that they don't take plenty of opportunities, but the opportunity to walk around, feel like they're better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're more compliant.
There was the big amount of signaling going on with that, for sure.
Yeah. And you know, every mask was a "I didn't vote for Trump" sign.
Yep, that's true.
You know.
Mizell stipulated the CDC violated the Administrative Procedure Act because it did not, quote, allow for public participation through notice and comment before issuing the mask mandate. So that's it. This is a total technicality. This doesn't have anything to do with the rights of the people or anything like that. It's, y'all made a rule without asking for public comment first. That was it.
Well, I mean,
wow,
that's screwed up. They shouldn't be able to do that. But it's not like public comment would have made any impact anyway.
You haven't heard what I would have said.
But they wouldn't have listened to you. That's the thing. It wouldn't have made any impact because public comment is just this thing they have to go through. They don't actually care what people say or what people think, in the same way that the city council in Keene didn't care that 90% of the people didn't want a Bearcat. They went ahead and voted for it anyway, and then it crashed through your front door. Nobody.
By the way, hate it when that happens.
You're the first person that they ever used the Bearcat on?
Really?
Yeah.
That was the Keene Bearcat? Wasn't the FBI Bearcat?
No, that's the Keene Bearcat. You have to understand, the Keene Bearcat is the FBI Bearcat. Part of the deal with the Bearcat, for listeners that don't know, this is an armored personnel carrier.
It's a tank.
Yeah, it's a tank that local governments around the country have been given grants to buy. These are $300,000 units. They got a $284,000 grant from the federal government with the strings attached that say, hey, yeah, you get this Bearcat, but if we ever come to town, we being any federal government agency, DEA, FBI, ATF, you fill in the blanks, if we ever come to town, you guys better have it fueled up. You better have it oiled. You better have it taken care of because we can use it anytime we want to. So basically, it's just a housing agreement for federal equipment located in various different small towns and medium-sized and full-sized towns around the country. That's what the Bearcat deal is.
Yeah, well, yeah, wow. That's obvious because the city of Keene and its little Mayberry-style police department is never going to have any justification for driving a tank through someone's front door.
That won't necessarily stop them.
Nope.
Well, it stopped them for the last, you know, decade. It wasn't until the FBI came along and was like, hey, we want to use this, that suddenly they were okay with it.
I love the cowboys and law enforcement.
If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. On the social media out there right now, in the world of the libertarian social media,
what are they traumatizing now?
There's a lot of praising going on for this judge. Like, oh, she's so, I don't know if I've seen the word based, but they love that word, right, online. And they're just holding this lady up as though she's some kind of a hero who has overturned the CDC's mandate that there needs to be masks on public transportation, including airplanes. Now, look, I'm glad that happened. I don't want to take that away from anybody as far as a victory is concerned. There's no doubt it's a victory. Of course, she wasn't pointing out that it was a violation of anyone's rights. She's simply saying here, according to the EpicTimes.com, that it was a technicality, where she said that if the CDC had simply followed their procedures, then it would have been fine. But because the CDC didn't have the public comment, the public notice and comment phase before issuing the mask mandate, well, that makes it illegal, and so therefore it has to be thrown out.
Why does the CDC have the authority to tell Delta that their customers have to wear these specific garments in the first place?
Well, because...
But why do we give a corporation a license to kill in the first place?
Well, I get it.
Well, Delta is a corporation, which sort of by definition means that they're a creature of the state, and so they sure. kind of basically have agreed to do whatever it is the state tells them to do in return for the, you know, protections of the corporation.
I mean, I know that, right?
Yeah.
But supposedly we have law and order and checks and balances and all of this sort of stuff, but I don't recall at any... At any part of this, the CDC was given authority by Congress to tell airliners what they could and couldn't do.
Yeah, it's amazing how...
Usually it's the FAA's department.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting to, you know, look at what happens with the CDC issuing their recommendations and how many companies or other government agencies just take those and act like it's God's word, and they just do whatever it is they're told to do.
Well, what was really way more egregious than that was the eviction moratoriums.
Oh, yeah.
Where they told people that you couldn't evict a tenant out of,
right.
you know, in
Deadly
some
tenant.
Places, it would be somebody living in the same house with you for years.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't evict them, even if they didn't pay you. And
well, as I understand it, you couldn't evict them for non-payment of rent, but you could evict them for other reasons.
Really?
As I understood it.
Like what other reasons?
They were trashing the place, or they weren't following whatever rules you had established for the property that they had agreed to.
Hmm.
Getting paid is kind of an important part of being a landlord, especially if you got property taxes.
Right, they didn't waive those.
All that. No, yeah. They didn't waive the property taxes.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if you didn't have to pay property. If there was like a moratorium on property taxes for that same amount of time, but that didn't happen.
I'm surprised we didn't have an epic round of landlord lightning.
What is that?
Landlord lightning is when landlords in, like, New York City, where they got rent control, mm-hmm. sometimes they get into a spot where the building isn't profitable, they can't sell it, and they just burn it down. It's called landlord lightning.
Do they get the insurance? Was the idea that...
Well, if they don't get caught, they get the insurance money, but a lot of times they get caught because... You know, they're not professionals in that area.
So the thing that's frustrating, of course, out of this, I mean, again, it's good news that this thing's been overturned. The reasoning was crap, but it's overturned, so that's good news. But it's just so disappointing to see so many people who should know better posting that this woman is some kind of a hero online. This is a
She's better than your average judge.
Yeah, but this is a federal district court judge. You know, and I know, that day in and day out, this same person is probably sentencing peaceful people to long prison sentences for things like drug possession and other victimless crimes, unless she's only civil or something like that. But a lot of it, I don't know if federal judges have that same distinction where I think they sit on multiple kinds of cases. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about that. But there's no reason to believe this woman isn't just as awful as every other judge. She just made the right choice in this one case. Same thing's true about this DeSantis character in Florida who keeps getting pumped up by people in the libertarian.
That's because they want to run him in 2024, though.
As a libertarian?
I wouldn't put it past the Libertarian Party. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, me neither. He's not a libertarian, though.
They don't care. They ran with Bill Weld, man.
Right, that's the thing. That's the problem. The dude is a police statist. Rick DeSantis or Ron DeSantis, whatever the hell his name is, he's never seen a pro-police bill that he didn't like. He signs them all. And he loves funding the cops and having more control and more laws on for them to enforce on the streets.
Didn't Florida also just do this don't say gay bill or something like that to their...
I haven't read anything about it. I know there's been a ton of controversy. Do you know anything about it?
No, everything I've heard of it, heard about it, that's in detail beyond people calling it don't say gay, basically said that... the thesis of the bill is that teachers should not be having detailed conversations about their sex lives with six-year-olds who are in their care. And I can't disagree with that general premise.
Yeah, if there's going to be a government school teacher, I would agree with you there. I think they should all be abolished, of course.
I don't know that that's the premise or not, right? Because it's not going to... When students read these stories, let's say you have a kindergarten class, right, and you're reading them some nursery rhyme about the princess locked in the tower being saved by the handsome knight or whatever. That's a hetero story, right? It's about a man and a woman, and he's rescuing her, and they're going to fall in love and, you know, have 2.5 kids and a white picket fence and all that great stuff. The Don't Say Gay bill makes that sort of story still okay. But if you had a prince being rescued by a male knight, you can't tell that story. Because it's homosexual.
That's the case. They say that the word gay doesn't even appear in the bill or any reference to homosexuality.
No, of course not. That's not how they would phrase it.
So
that's my point.
How could they make that distinction in the bill
that's my
without
point entirely.
Referencing some difference between hetero and homosexuality?
Because heterosexuality is so normalized, so pervasive within our society that people don't even think anything about it. When you take a baby on a stroll through Walmart and count how many old ladies go, oh, he's a little ladies man, or oh, she's going to have all the boys chasing her. That's how pervasive heterosexual culture is in American society. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Heterosexuality is. I mean, being gay is treated like it's unusual because it is. It's a very small percentage of people, which is
I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. But it's just like Christianity, right? Where there's this one religion, and anything that goes outside of that is considered to be abnormal or weird. And the average Christian, they're so wrapped up in their dogma and their theology that they don't realize how pervasive Christianity actually is. And the same thing is true for your average heterosexual person said. They don't see it because they're part of that culture that is constantly pushing it. I'm not saying it's a problem.
Well, let's get into it here because I do have a story pulled up, and it's from NPR, so obviously they're going to have a certain slant on this. But they've got a quote from the actual bill, so we'll see what it says. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, the best solution to disagreements about education is to get kids out of government schools. Problem solved. There's more
if
coming
you
up.
You can afford to pay for a good education after a bad one.
More coming up. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says a judge's order lifting the federal mask mandate on public transportation is a disappointing decision.
The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit.
Psaki saying the Justice Department will make a decision on whether to challenge the order. A federal judge in Florida, appointed by former President Donald Trump, struck down the mask mandate for airlines, trains, subways, and buses, saying the CDC overstepped its authority by ordering and extending the requirement. State Department spokesman Ned Price is calling Russia's attack on Lviv despicable aggression against Ukrainians. Price adding the assaults are a campaign of terror. He also echoed the Pentagon in that the attacks are targeting military and military-adjacent installations. USA Radio News. A new study is out taking a look at the affordability of owning a home.
According to Fannie Mae's most recent national housing survey, houses are affordable. The catch? If you already own one. 92% of homeowners say that their current home is affordable. The reason they're more affordable? 9 out of 10 mortgages in America carry an interest rate of less than 5%. Now, thanks to inflation, 5% is the official starting level of a 30-year fixed mortgage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is announcing a second global COVID summit on May 12th. The virtual summit will highlight ongoing efforts to end the pandemic and address future international health threats. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he will speak to his health team Tuesday when asked if he will consider bringing back the school mask mandate and key to New York City vaccination requirement program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You're open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The good news is the plane mask mandate, that is an airplane, and actually all public transportation mask mandate that the federal government has had in place for, I don't know, a year or two or whatever, is gone. At least according to a judge, a federal district court judge in Florida. And, of course, she's getting lauded big time by people in the liberty movement who should know better. This woman is probably just another awful judge, just like most of them are.
I wonder what the overlap is about people who are cheering for her and people who are fans of Elon Musk.
There's a lot of, I bet you there's a lot of overlap there. But that somehow got us off on the Don't Say Gay bill, and I wanted to get into that because, honestly, we haven't discussed it. I know it's been all over the news. Now, apparently, the Don't Say Gay thing is being picked up by upwards of a dozen states, so I guess it already went into, it got passed in Florida, and so, you know, a lot of governments are monkey see, monkey do. Oh, that's a good idea. We'll
it's amazing that something can be referred to as Don't Say Gay bill when it makes absolutely no reference to homosexuality or whether or not, I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with that.
Well, now, I haven't read the entire bill at this point, and I don't know if they're oversimplifying it. Yeah, so it's a 7-page
they're
bill.
They're not just oversimplifying. They're straight up lying about what it says.
Well, have you read the bill?
No, I've
going to a different news source to tell you what's in the bill.
Yeah, how do you know what it says if you haven't read it?
I mean, there are statements that are easily checked, like it says nothing at all about homosexuality. All
right. Have you checked?
I haven't.
Well, I do have the bill pulled up here. I have not yet done a control F.
I also have not read it, and I'm not going to.
I'm just going to presume that NPR is going to show us the worst of it, because they're NPR, right?
That's a fair assumption.
So I have NPR's story here, and they say that the bill, which some opponents have called Don't Say Gay, was signed by DeSantis. It reads, quote, obviously this is just an excerpt, it's a 7-page bill, quote, classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3. Or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards, unquote.
Yeah, that's about what I would have expected. Rather than saying, hey, you can't talk about homosexuality or anything like that, they allege, oh, well, you can't talk about sexual identity or sexual orientation or anything like that. But again, it comes back to an issue of heterosexuality just being so common that people don't even notice when it's being discussed.
Personally, I mean, I don't have any kids. But if I did, I would not want strange adults talking to them about any sort of sex, be it heterosexual, homosexual, spicy, or skinky, or whatever. I don't care if they use a feather or the whole damn bird. you know, it's just not appropriate for those ages.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people who share that particular belief system and others who disagree with it, and that's why we cannot get along. We cannot have these people together in the same system because they will always be fighting over the details about whatever school curriculum is.
Yeah, one-size-fits-all schooling will never work.
No, it's constant internal fighting between different sets of parents who have different sets of values, and
but they all have to get the same product, whether they like it or not.
The solution is to get out of the government schools. Now, you did point out right before we went to break there, nobody, that not everyone can afford to send their kids to private school.
Well, you got to pay for a garbage education and pay a lot for it.
Yeah.
And then maybe if you're lucky, you'll have the money left over to pay for an education that someone would actually want.
Yeah, and when you say a lot for it, I remember, I think the last I heard in New Hampshire, and it's different state by state, but in New Hampshire it was something around $20,000 per pupil per,
oh my God,
per year is what the taxpayers are paying for quote-unquote education. Yeah. You can get a private school education for like $8,000 in New Hampshire or less in many cases. So it's actually twice as much.
And your kid will probably be able to read at the end of it.
Yeah. So it's more than twice as much to get a government education, which is garbage, compared to the private school education, which is going to be, in all cases, much better. And the other benefit, of course, is at a private school, you get the education that you are looking for. If not, you take your kids somewhere else. If not, you can start your own private school.
I mean, I certainly agree, right back to the statement that you two were making, that, you know, it's not a good idea to talk about sex education with second graders or third graders or whatever, or kindergartners, whatever age we want to talk about or discuss this at. I just don't think it can be avoided. And I don't think it's true that, you know, there's kindergarten teachers or first grade teachers sitting down like, okay, well, students, I want you to realize that two boys can love each other just like mine and dad.
I've seen them bragging about it on TikTok. Every once in a while, somebody will put out a really, really egregious video and it'll get spread around. And yeah, there are some teachers who are specifically there for apparently no other purpose than to propagandize students about sexuality.
I still don't see an issue with it. I mean, if that could turn people gay, then we would all be heterosexual because we're constantly being exposed to heterosexual stories.
I don't think I ever suggested that could turn them gay. I think you were born.
I think the suggestion here is that it's sexualizing children unnecessarily. I mean, these are kids that want to go out and play in the schoolyard or whatever. They want to play tag and Pokemon or whatever it is that kids play these days, right? Like, they're not thinking about things like that.
Yeah, I mean, they've got plenty of time to deal with.
So what's the harm in telling children that, yes, people can be gay?
I don't think there's any harm in that, per se.
I think there's harm in having a huge focus on trying to push your ideas about sex on somebody else's children. I think that's a bad plan. I stay the hell away from other people's children. That's my strategy.
I agree with that. I don't think it's
and
relevant.
I don't have any of my own either, so I don't have to worry about staying away from mine.
I don't think it's harmful what you're saying. It just, to me, it doesn't seem relevant to a math class or an English class where these kids are reading. I don't know what the hell you read in second grade, but it isn't the most advanced reading list, if I recall.
See, Dick.
How about a second grade, basic math question. Bob and Eric are going to the movie theater together, and they want to buy popcorn. There's a lot of people who say, no, you can't have Bob and Eric both going to the movies together. That's too close to being gay. There are people who
freak out about that.
Is that close to being gay?
Presumably,
well,
right?
Those people
they're
are presuming
going out on a
that
date,
they're dating.
Right?
I've been to a movie with you, but we weren't dating.
Yeah, but these people wouldn't realize that.
That's what I'm saying. They jump to the worst conclusion. So it's just there's such a wide variety of opinions on this, and that's why I am of the opinion that if there is a government school, then they should stay the hell away from these potential, I don't know what the right word is, but fire pots or whatever. There's the potential for exploding and getting people really angry at you. But again, the best solution is to not have government schools at all.
Yeah, that's the only solution I can see is get government out of it entirely.
Right, that way the people that want to have the ultra open, ultra sexualized content at school, you can have that. Just create that school if it doesn't already exist, and then some other people will send their kids there, and conservatives won't, and that's fine.
But how many people would send their kids to the ultra open, hey, we're going to teach your kids it's okay to be gay school, right?
Well, if nobody wants that kind of thing, we shouldn't be forcing it.
I agree
them.
Entirely.
I think a lot of people do want that kind of thing.
Some people would send their kids there, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
well, the same because
liberals.
Sort of people who want, teachers pushing sexual propaganda on kids.
Right.
I mean, they must want it for their kids.
Exactly. If you want to join the show here and weigh in on this quote-unquote don't say gay bill, even though it doesn't apparently say that in the bill, the number here is 603-283-6160. But this DeSantis guy, he's no hero of liberty. He's just a conservative who happened to agree with us on masks. And for people to pump this guy up as though he gives a damn about freedom is just so disappointing because people should know better. He and this judge, this federal judge, these people are all statists, all through and through.
You got to give some credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I'll give them credit, but it doesn't mean I'm going to trust them or think they're good or think they in any way care about liberty.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join us at 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria. And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. We're going to get into a little bit of crypto news coming up here in moments, but if you want to get into cryptocurrency, learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com, just click Get Started at the top of the page, and that will take you some introductory information, including video content. You can watch as much as you have time for, as much as your interest will be kept for. I think it's a pretty interesting topic, but at the very minimum, you should watch the first one for all of 3 minutes of your life and get down some of the basic concepts surrounding cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. You can also purchase cryptocurrencies, multiple cryptocurrencies, through Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them every single day for you over at news.bitcoin.com. So I think we've covered was there really more to say about this Don't Say Gay thing? I feel like we all kind of got heard on that one.
We've said gay.
Yes, indeed. And we will again. And then you've got this lady, this judge, who has made the decision, Catherine Kimball Mizell. She's a Trump appointee who has decided that the CDC did not follow their own administrative procedures and didn't allow for public participation through notice and comment before issuing the mask mandate. She wrote in her ruling, quote, "At the time when the CDC issued the mandate, the COVID-19 pandemic had been ongoing for almost a year and COVID-19 cases were decreasing. This timing undercuts the CDC's suggestion that its action was so urgent that a 30-day comment period was contrary to the public interest. So, too, their delay in issuing the mandate further undercuts its position." Public comment in this case is necessary, said the judge, because the mandate would, quote, constrain their choices and actions via threats and civil and criminal penalties, unquote. So that is the latest blow to the Biden administration's COVID-19 mandates. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court struck down the OSHA rule, directing tens of millions of workers at larger private companies to receive vaccines, but left intact a Centers for Medical and Medicaid Services rule requiring healthcare workers to receive the shots. So, again, we're not sure when airlines will stop their mandates. And clearly an airline could continue its own rules. So that is something they could do on their own volition if they want.
Yeah, but the mandates as they are, they're enforced by, like, the TSA and stuff like
that. Yes, correct.
Even though, I mean, I can't wrap my head around the mental gymnastics that one of these statists have to do in order to justify the Transportation Safety Administration telling people they have to put a face diaper on.
Mm.
But you still see it around...
Especially the air quality on a plane is supposedly better than it is in a hospital.
Really?
I mean, yeah, they've got super air purification.
Mm. Yet you can still get easily sick on a plane. So, I mean, it doesn't help a whole lot. But the mental gymnastics are, yeah, I mean, it's their status. I mean, I don't think they have to think very hard at all. It's like, oh, well, we want to tell people what to wear now. Okay,
I know
let's
they
do
don't,
that.
But
it's thinking hard that would make it difficult for them to
right.
do what they do.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I would have to do serious mental gymnastics in order to justify this to myself.
You are not one of them.
No, I'm not.
No.
Thank goodness for that.
But there are plenty of people out there that it's easy. You know, they think that their job is to tell people how to live and to tell people what to do. And so this comes naturally to them. That's just how it is.
Hmm.
All right. So there's that story. If you want to weigh in, you can.
One of my favorite quotes this week was some woman from the mainstream media was talking about Elon Musk and... completely misrepresenting, I think, why he wants to buy Twitter, but she says he wants to be able to tell people what to think, and that's our job.
Yeah, we played that on the air Saturday night. She is a host on MSNBC, and
wow.
She just let it right out there.
What a moron.
Yeah, you're just supposed to think
that. I'm perfectly suited for MSNBC.
In other news, guess what? You can't speak in North Korea about technology and come back to the United States and stay out of prison. Did you know that? Because that's what happened to an Ethereum developer. Ethereum is the second most popular, the second most valuable by market cap cryptocurrency on the planet. So we talk a lot about Bitcoin here. Ethereum's number two. And former Ethereum developer Virgil Griffith has been sentenced to more than 5 years in federal prison.
Holy moly.
For simply going to North Korea and giving a talk at a crypto conference in Pyongyang in 2019.
I'm curious to know what justification, you know, they use for this, but...
Sanctions.
I know, but how does going there and giving a presentation run afoul of sanctions?
You're helping them.
By giving a presentation?
That's what this is coming down to.
I mean, kudos to the guy for going to North Korea in the first place, because I wouldn't.
Yeah. It looks like if you're going to go to North Korea and give a presentation, you should probably stay there, because they aren't going to be too kind to you.
I think I'd rather go to prison than stay in North Korea.
What's the difference?
Well, he is going to get out after 63 months.
Yeah, you eventually get out.
63 months?
Oh, and a $100,000 fine.
God.
Yeah. For allegedly helping North Koreans use cryptocurrencies to evade sanctions.
And evade their own government, one would think.
In September, he pleaded guilty.
Well, I hope the poor North Koreans who are being exploited by their government are listening, because they should be getting into cryptocurrency so they can get around these horrific impositions that the United States government has put upon them.
I wonder what percentage of them have a computer or a smartphone.
It can't be very many.
No.
That's okay. They'll do it on abacuses.
In September, he pleaded guilty, of course, to one count of conspiracy to violate international sanctions against North Korea. He was arrested in November of 2019 after giving a talk at a cryptocurrency conference in Pyongyang. Who knew that they even had cryptocurrency conferences in North Korea in April of 2019? The crime carries a quote-unquote crime carries a maximum penalty of 20 years. Griffith's plea deal with federal prosecutors brought the sentence down, or the sentencing range down to 63 to 78 months, approximately 5 to 6.5 years. He has already spent 2 years in custody, though he was released on bail for 14 of those months, and so the court will give him 10 months of that 24 months as time served. So he's got to do basically another 53 months at this
poor
point.
Poor guy.
The sentence handed
down.
And
this is for giving a presentation.
That's
it's
right.
Not for selling cryptocurrency to North Koreans or anything. It's about
just talking.
Giving information.
Correct.
To North Koreans.
Wow.
I know.
So sometimes it just, I'm still, even though I've been talking about it now for years, I'm
shocked.
Still surprised by how monstrously evil this government is.
Freedom of speech? Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not if you talk to the wrong people,
now,
apparently.
What if, you know, he had done this same exact video and then sent it to someone who played it in North Korea? Instead of going there himself to give this presentation, he had pre-recorded it. And sent it
I in. Think if it was if they could prove that it was his intention that it go to North Korea or that it end up in North Korea, then
so you have freedom of speech unless you try to speak to North Korea.
Ostensibly, he was speaking on the topic of evading sanctions as well. So we'll get into that. But the sentence has been handed down by U.S. District Judge Kevin Castle of the Southern District of New York. It's on the lower end of the prosecution's sentencing guidelines, as recommended by the Department of Probation. Before he was sentenced, he and his attorneys had a chance to address the court with any last objections or remarks. Griffith, clad in a khaki prison uniform, exchanged glances with his elderly parents and several friends in the courtroom. Brian Klein, his lead attorney, urged the judge to consider factors he believed had not been accounted for in the prosecution's sentencing guidelines, including the harsh conditions at Brooklyn's Detention Center, MDC, which is where Griffith has been held. That's, I believe, where they held Ross Ulbricht as well prior to his trial. Klein described, quote, several really trying and inhumane conditions he experienced at MDC, including extended solitary quarantines due to COVID-19 outbreaks, no family visits, limited access to blankets and warm clothing, and even being forced to use his sink as a toilet. Makes New Hampshire jails sound pretty cushy by comparison.
No doubt.
Klein said Griffith has been limited to two or less meals a day. I think they mean two or fewer. Usually peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because gangs in MDC control the kitchens and the commissary. Because of
Hold on. This is a jail, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Brooklyn.
There are prison gangs in Brooklyn jails?
Apparently.
Now, for those who don't know the difference.
Is, they're not necessarily prison gangs. They're just members
They're jail gangs.
Gangs from outside that happen to be inside for the moment.
But there's a huge difference between jails and prisons out there for people who don't know the difference. And it sounds like this jail has more in common with a prison than a jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there's not much difference between New York and hell.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. Hour number 2 is on the way. We'll tell you more about this guy and why he's going to prison for talking to...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.